Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay on Friday, July the 24th. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. First on today's episode, a former Kent racecourse could be used to queue holidaymakers if there are major delays at the Port of Dover or Eurotunnel. The site at Western Hanger near Hythe has been earmarked by the government as a holding area for up to 1,000 tourist vehicles. Now, it's amid fears new checks brought in as part of the European Union's Entry-Exit System, or EES, as you may have heard it called, could cause disruption this summer, and this weekend is set to be the busiest of the summer getaway. Our reporter Alex Keir has more.
More than 10,000 cars are expected to head out of the UK over the next 48 hours. And with massive tailbacks looming, transport authorities are scrambling to keep the roads moving. In a last-minute bid to relieve the pressure, officials have earmarked two emergency holding sites, one at Folkestone Racecourse and the other at Lyddon Hill Race Circuit. Now, these sites are completely voluntary. The idea is to offer stranded travellers a safe place to pull off, stretch their legs and wait out the delays rather than sit on the gridlock motorway or get choked up at the terminals at Eurotunnel or Port of Dover. I spoke to Ellen Owen earlier, who lives directly opposite Folkestone Racecourse. She says local residents were kept completely in the dark until the announcement dropped on Kent Online. Ellen described the prospect of thousands of diverted cars landing on her doorstep as an absolute nightmare, leaving locals deeply anxious about what the coming days will bring. Adding fuel to the fire are the ongoing delays tied to the EU's Entry and Exit System, or EES. While the automated system isn't fully operational yet, border officers are still currently having to manually input individual details for every single holidaymaker into the database. That extra step alone is adding critical minutes to the processing times per vehicle. And today, Friday, marks the official start of what's predicted to be the busiest travel weekend of the year so far. Whether these emergency holding sites will successfully swallow the spillover or not even be used at all is yet to be seen.
Thanks to Alex for that. Now, Operation Brock remains in place on the M20. That means there's a contraflow between Maidstone and Ashford and a 50-mile-per-hour speed limit. If there are delays crossing the channel, lorries can be queued on the motorway and away from Dover to try and reduce congestion at the port and then allow tourist traffic to get away. However, there have also been calls for the new EU border checks to be suspended this summer as thousands of families head off on holiday. Passengers have to provide fingerprints and photos as part of these new biometric checks. Callum Miller is the Lib Dem spokesperson for Foreign Affairs, and he's been speaking at Heathrow Airport.
With a possible 7 million trips in August alone, Brits are already facing a possible additional 2 million extra hours of queuing, and the peak time misery could be even worse. I fear this may test one of our proudest national characteristics, the famous British ability to obediently queue to destruction. So it's time for the EU to face reality. The rollout of its entry-exit system has been a disaster. That's why Andy Burnham needs to act now to protect British families from travel chaos this summer. The Prime Minister needs to pick up the phone to each and every European leader and persuade them collectively to suspend EES until at least September. We know that's possible. The European Commission allows countries to revert to manual passporting, and we know that was around three times faster than the entry-exit scheme. Greece, France and Spain have each at one time or another suspended EES operations, including the French at the Port of Dover in May. So now, as travel chaos looms, Andy Burnham needs to step up, pick up the phone, protect holidaymakers and save the summer for travelling Brits.
Well, if you are heading away, we do hope that you have a safe journey. Don't forget, you can get the very latest travel information by listening to our sister radio station, KMFM, or clicking on the travel pages at Kent Online.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories, and the family of a man who died following a battle with his mental health say he will stay in our hearts forever. Flowers and balloons have been left on the Lees in Folkestone in memory of 30-year-old Wayne Edwards from Seabrook. They're hoping that by sharing his story, it'll encourage others to get the support they need, especially young men. Well, if you are in need of help, you can call Samaritans 24/7 on 116123. That's 116123. Or you can chat in confidence to a trained Release the Pressure advisor anytime. Just text the word SHOUT to 85258 or call 0800 107 0160. A sex offender who targeted a young person in a Raynham pub has been jailed. Stephen Roach approached the child in April last year and touched them inappropriately. The 40-year-old from Pembury Road in Gillingham has been locked up for just over a year. Two men have been charged by police investigating a stabbing in Walderslade. Emergency crews were called to Spenlow Drive on Monday night, and a man in his 30s was taken to hospital in a serious condition. A 28-year-old from Leybourne and a 26-year-old from High Halstow have been remanded in custody after appearing in court. Meantime, the courts heard how a drug driver led police on a high-speed chase on Sheppey before running away from the scene. Noah Eastwood was at the wheel of a BMW that was being driven recklessly in Laysdown in June 2023. The 47-year-old from Wyman Avenue in Chatham had cocaine in his system. He's been given a two-year driving ban. And a 13-year-old boy is among two people arrested following antisocial behaviour in Broadstairs. Police were called to Victoria Gardens on Wednesday night. The boy was detained following reports of an assault. Officers also spotted a 60-year-old man who was wanted for failing to appear in court.
Kent Online reports.
Several wildfires have broken out in Kent following weeks of dry weather. A grass blaze on Craylands Lane in Swanscombe yesterday evening is thought to have been started deliberately. Crews have also been sent to tackle fires on Old Lewes Hill in Maidstone and Clinch Street in High Halstow. Another yellow heat health alert comes into force today as temperatures rise again. A man's been jailed after piloting an overcrowded boat full of asylum seekers across the Channel. Basir Ramatoula admitted endangering lives after bringing 53 people to the UK. The 21-year-old from Afghanistan has been sentenced to 2 years in prison at Canterbury Crown Court. A Kent MP has been given a job in Andy Burnham's new government. Polly Billington, who represents East Thanet, has become a minister in the Department of Energy Security and Net Zero. She says she'll be focusing on bringing down bills for families and businesses. Now, the Conservatives have been ousted by Reform UK in a council by-election in Medway. William Burville won the vote in the Cuxton, Horling and Riverside ward. He's promising to work hard and represent all residents.
I've had this ward for over 20 years. This is a Conservative ward. It is the heart of neighbourhood ward, a crown jewel if you want. And Reform today has taken that from them. And that sends a very clear message that no seat will be safe from Reform in Medway.
Kent Online reports.
This is one of our most read stories on the website today. New drone images have revealed the state of a housing site in Tenham, which has been left half-built after a developer pulled out. 300 homes are due to be built at Frognall Place in Tenham, but no work's been carried out for more than a year. Council bosses say they're searching for another contractor. You can see pictures today at Kent Online. A row over parking at a village school in Kent has apparently led to abusive and threatening behaviour from parents. Families have been using the community centre in Herne to drop off their primary age children, but the agreement's been scrapped after cars were left there for longer periods, taking up much needed spaces. The car park has now been closed, and bosses at the parish council say they'll review the situation in September. A security guard who worked at job centre branches in Dartford and Bexley Heath has lost an employment tribunal case. He claimed he was racially discriminated against after being fired for leaving work early. A judge dismissed his claims following a three-day hearing. Next on today's episode, and 6 tonnes of electrical waste has been collected as part of a project in Kent to show children how it can be recycled. The E-Waste Warriors programme has also seen 3,600 students learn basic repair skills. The pilot launched in March last year, and I've been chatting to Rob Robinson from Kent County Council.
The idea was to run sessions with schools in clusters, so we did six clusters across Kent, so all the way from Temple Hill in Dartford right down to Temple Yule in Dover, and yeah, doing assemblage with the schools just so they can understand how the sort of the waste hierarchy works, the journey of the waste, what happens to electricals when they're sort of recycled in the right way, and then doing actual practical sessions with a class within each school, with team repair kits. And team repair is a company that was actually set up by a co-owner from Kent, so it's quite a nice sort of circular story as well. And that was about just getting children to work together in pairs and repair a small sort of video game, basically. So do a little bit of what might have got wrong, what might be able to be fixed, and then once they fixed it, then they can take it in turns to play with it.
Fantastic. I mean, they're learning so many lessons within this one project, not only about waste and recycling, but also some really practical skills or any miniature little repair shops going on there. I mean,
yeah,
it's as you say, it's a great circular project, isn't it? Have they found it inspiring? Have they really got into it?
Yeah, so we've had some really good feedback, actually. So I suppose because we covered some slightly different classes and different schools, and some kids have never held a screwdriver before. Sometimes it's a totally new concept to be going, why do we repair this when it's not working? So some of the sort of reconstitution, I suppose, of old values of, you know, make do and mend and all that sort of bit. So it's been interesting, and some of the feedback we've had has been some of the kids have been quite inspired to think beyond just this project, to go, actually, you know, greenwash and you know, it isn't all about saving energy. It's actually about, if there's an opportunity to keep something going, then let's at least have a look at doing that. So yeah, there's some sort of resilience part sort of bits in there as well in terms of lessons learned. So yeah, it's been generally pretty well met, actually.
So can you give us a few facts and figures, Rob, as to how much waste you've had come through this scheme?
Yeah, so across the 37 schools, we managed to sort of squeeze in another school at the very end of the pilot. So I think now we're up to sort of 6.2 tons of electrical waste that we've sort of collected via the scheme, and I think 190 items have been repaired and fixed. So, you know, that's got an equivalent of something like £13,000 worth compared to what it would be for brand new. So, you know, it's not just doing it to save a certain amount of CO2 equivalent. It's actually got a monetary value for some of these families, some of which, you know, might actually sort of be struggling in terms of, you know, cost of living. So yeah, there's a nice lot of sort of real world element that we can factor into this.
Kent Online News.
One of the world's biggest obstacle courses has opened at a Kent shopping centre. The monster is 300 metres long, has more than 40 obstacles to navigate, and a mega slide. It's taken over the village car park at Bluewater, where Chloe Brewster from our colleagues at KMTV has been chatting to centre director James Waugh.
Well, it's a fantastic 300 metre bouncy castle, and it's an obstacle course. It's a family entertainment. It's for kids, it's for parents, it's brilliant.
I've seen that you're advertising quite heavily to older people, not necessarily just kids. What is it about it that you think is appealing to adults as well?
Well, don't want to forget children, because it's for 5 years and upwards, as long as you're a meter tall. But yeah, we're running sessions we're running family sessions and adult sessions as well after 6 o'clock. So that's for 16 plus, and for that it's a party in a different sort of festival atmosphere. But for the day, during the day, it's all about families.
I saw this is one of the biggest events that Bluewater has put on before. Why did you decide to make this one of your big events this summer?
Well, summer's really important to us. We always like to provide something for our guests a day out, and it's not just about what goes on inside Bluewater, but what's going on outside too. And this is a brilliant attraction. It's been across the world, it's been in the States, it's been in the Middle East, and now it's in Bluewater, first time in Kent.
Georgie, Danny and Alfie have been having a go, and they told us what it was like.
It's really good and really hot, but at the same time, like, it just makes you really sweat.
If I'm honest with you, it is actually pretty good.
What's the most challenging bit?
Definitely
probably
the stairs.
The last bit.
Yeah. It's brilliant, though. My breath was gone by only two laps.
Really?
Yeah.
How long do you think it will take me? I'm guessing you guys.
I timed it with him over there, and it took me 11 minutes to get round.
I've only been round like five times, I'd say.
It's breathtaking.
It's the final day to donate to the Tons of Tins campaign on our sister radio station KMFM. They've been collecting donations to help replenish food bank supplies across Kent. The fundraising page is open until midnight, and money will be used to buy food for families who are struggling to make ends meet over the summer holidays. If you want to get involved, just head to kmfm.co.uk/TOT. And finally, a Medway school's written and performed a special version of Frozen's Let It Go as part of a farewell performance for their Lollipop Lady.
The frost goes bright on the tarmac tonight, not a school bus to be seen. A kingdom of light is yellow, and it looks like I'm the queen.
Karen Jones has helped pupils at Maundine Primary School cross the road for more than 30 years. Isla is one of them.
She helps me a lot, and she's not just known as the lollipop lady, she's also a caring dinner lady. And she, every day, I go up to her and all the other dinner ladies and make sure she's okay, and she makes sure that everyone else is okay, and she really puts care into our school.
Now, staff say she's been a huge part of generations of children's lives and will be greatly missed. Joanne Capes is the head teacher.
She's built up relationships, which are really important. It's something that we pride ourselves on at Maundine, and she's that starting point every morning. She's building up those relationships with new people, new families all of the time. They know her by name and she knows them by name. And it's also making sure our children are safe. Heron Way and Swallow Rise are getting busier, and she ensures that they are safely crossing before any accidents happen. And she's been there doing it for generations.
And let's hear from the main lady herself.
The nice things are when I see the children that used to be here and they're bringing their children. You know, it's nice to know that they still want to come back as well. Yeah, no, it is. Every day is a highlight day, really. Every day is a highlight day.
And obviously, you've been doing this for decades. Are the roads safer than ever,
They're a lot busier than when I started. Yeah, and people now just park wherever. They don't care what they're, you know, where they're parking. I suppose there's a lot more cars on the road. So yeah.
And so here's hoping that the next lollipop lady after you, they're going to have a big job ahead of them, aren't they?
They will do. Yeah, they will. But hopefully they'll be okay.
And how have the students and the parents reacted to you after so long taking a well-earned retirement?
Most people say, please don't go. But no, they're all wishing me well, you know, they're all wishing me well. But like I say, a lot of them are saying, please don't go. But time comes, doesn't it? You have to stop sometime.
Many congratulations to Karen. You can also watch a report on that story at Kent Online.
Kent Online Sport.
Now, the first full day of sport is getting underway at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. Kent athlete Sian Honour carried the flag for Team England at the opening ceremony last night. She's competing in the bowls, but Kent's Dina Asher-Smith won't be making an appearance. She's among nine athletes to withdraw from Team England. On to cricket, and Kent are back in action later as they begin their one-day cup campaign. They're hosting Northamptonshire Steelbacks at Canterbury after a 12-day break. Head coach Adam Holyoake says they're putting the disappointment of the T20 blast behind them. Play was due to get underway at 11. Staying with cricket, and Kent's Tammy Beaumont says she believes the next Women's Ashes will be much closer. England suffered a 16-0 defeat in the multi-format series away to Australia last January. The former batter, who's recently retired, reckons it'll be very different on home soil in 2027. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the site, you can also subscribe to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back with the podcast on Monday.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.